Hello, this is Peter Firebrace, BXE Fellow living in Denmark. And this is Summer Solstice, the tipping point. Heart of the fire season, midsummer's longest day is maximum yang, the peak, the top, the completion of expansion, enlightenment, and illumination. And so the perfect and only time for yin to be reborn. It is a conundrum. Here, at the height of summer, in all its full-grown glory, is the slow, steady start of winter. The turning in, the retreat, the interiorization, the disappearance, the collapse. Are yin and yang opposites? Enemies? Or perfect partners who produce each other, spar with each other, support each other, acquiesce to each other, and never kill each other. Every loss a win, every take a give, every withdrawal an advance, every surrender a victory. Every front backed, every left righted, every bottom topped, every inside outsided, every up downed, in touch and leave, in come and go, in eternal renewal. As in-breathers, we know we must breathe out to exist. Our tightened hearts must relax to live. Our open mouths must close, our eyes must blink. That is the deal. Two for one and one in two, or life is old and never new. So yang's dazzling summer solstice victory, its banner unfurled in the beauty and radiance of light, is given to yin to start again, to renew and hold life, so sacred that it returns in all its fullness. The Chinese calendar includes the movements of both sun and moon, a perfect representation of both the sun-earth and moon-earth interrelationships that give us our hourly, daily, monthly, and yearly notions of time. They mark the darkest and shortest midwinter day, the lightest and longest midsummer day, and the equal day and night of the spring equinox and autumn equinox, not just for China, but for the whole of the Northern Hemisphere. Between these four key times comes the start and end of each of the four equal-length seasons, giving the Bajie, eight nodes of the solar year. This is the exact same pattern as the eightfold Celtic year, with the two solstices, two equinoxes, and Imbolc, Beltane, Lugnasad, and Samhain, cross-quarter fire festivals to celebrate the change of seasons in between. Interestingly, in both cultures, these key days were considered times of ritual and ceremony, as well as festival days to celebrate. Summer solstice was a three-day festival in China before the Qing dynasty, allowing people to reunite with their families and escape the summer heat. Worship was traditionally of deities and ancestors. In Beijing, emperors of the Ming and Qing dynasties held summer solstice ceremonies at the Temple of Earth, Di Tan, at the Fengzi Square Pool Altar. The axis of the stone circle at Stonehenge in Wiltshire, England, is oriented to the summer solstice sunrise, when the sun rises over a tall outlying stone to fill the center of the circle with light. Interestingly, the circle is exactly located so that the winter solstice sunset shines into the circle down the same axis line from the opposite direction. This indicates the great importance given to knowing the time of both the summer and winter solstices, the extreme points of the year. As diligent students of change, the Chinese spread the 64 hexagrams over the year, and it is hexagram 44, with its single yin line below five yang lines, that represents the summer solstice, as it is hexagram 24, with its single yang line below five yin lines that represents the winter solstice. Here we see clearly and beautifully that yang is born in the heart of yin, and yin is born in the heart of yang. So for the summer solstice, of course we say that it is the longest day and the height of yang, the greatest and longest light. And achieving that, the yin is born from that great yang power itself. Hexagram 44 is go, encounter or meeting, the moment when the weak element comes to confront the strong. Much is made of the yin here coming to confront the yang. The yin line is seen as a negative influence, a bold, strong woman who should not be married. This emphasizes the danger of the yin to the yang and shows she is powerful because she has come in at the bottom and can therefore grow and in time defeat the yang. In terms of light and dark, we see here the return of the dark, just as we saw the return of the light in hexagram 24 at the winter solstice. But the single yin line at the bottom of hexagram 44 is seen as strong, ambitious, and dominant, a partner that will be difficult in marriage and should therefore not be married. Since the majority of Yi Qing readings would have been for men in power, and this does represent a hexagram where the yang is weakened, perhaps the reading is inevitable in that context. It does certainly spell the beginning of the end for the yang, and the need to be careful of negative influences who will not act as good long-term partners. Summer solstice and winter solstice we see as extremes. The great accumulation of light from the Li fire of the sun, the opening to heaven, and the deep interiorization of life in the dark and dangerous Khan realm of death, from which it is magically reborn. We should remember this dark, light, Khan, Li, water, fire, axis, is that of Zi Wu, the first and seventh earthly branches, midnight, noon, the gallbladder and heart meridians, where the gallbladder, that yang, breakthrough, extraordinary Fu, prime initiator of both heavenly stems and earthly branches, is linked so strongly to the deep water organ of the kidneys, where yin and yang is always paired and kept intact. The heart, organ of fire, the south and summer, is nourished and filled with its increasing light that fuels the growth of nature outside and lets the light-filled Shen take their rightful prime position as leader and guide of the heart. People talk of summer and excessive heat that boils the blood and leads to riots, rage and fury. But summer is the season of light that allows everything to be clearly seen and clear actions to be taken. It is the season that renews the heart, refreshing and restoring it. Water allows all life to grow. But it is nothing without light. Light, silent as still water, brings everything out that was within. The heart, home of the Shen, gives us intelligence, clarity, and understanding. At the heart of the heart is the stillness that can receive and not dominate, but grow, bringing you into a joyful participation with the world. Here is the summer solstice, so full of light and the radiant power of yang that invites the yin to return. An exceptional time, the timeless tipping point, where, through sleight of hand, the one becomes the other. But there is no other. Two for one and one in two. Where's the old and where's the new?